Continuing on, okay. Through your words, you are declared righteous. Through your words, you are, and the translation there is condemned. Okay, a verb, condemned. But it's not katakrino, what we just looked at a minute ago. What's that in the second verse here? Two verses up, we've only made it to four. Okay, that katakrino means judgment being passed on. You've been found guilty, and the judgment's being passed on you. Jesus didn't say, through your words you are declared righteous, and through your words you are condemned. That word there is kata dikadzo. Kata dikadzo means down from justice. Totally different word. I don't know. I'm trying to calm down, okay? I don't know where that comes from. I have no explanation in my mind why you translate kata dikadzo, a very different word, down from justice, the same as you do katakrino, down from judgment. They're two completely different things. One's justice, and the other one's sentence being passed on you. And so Jesus said, by your words, you are declared righteous, and by your words, if you want to put it that way, that sentence is passed on you. The justice is done for you. What you said comes true. Gee, that sounds like speak to the mountain, doesn't it? Sounds like talk to a fig tree. It sounds like whatever you say, you got that. Isn't that what Jesus said? How important are your words? Amen. There are so many people out there, again, believers, and I've had people tell me, you know, it doesn't matter what I say. And you're going, well, you're just calling Jesus a liar. And the people that wrote the New Testament. It does too matter. The whole thing is made up of words from the very beginning, from Genesis 1, 1 and 2. It's always been that way. It's always going to be that way. Guess what? It's a precept. This is how things work. Okay. Verse 5. For those being kata sark, down from the flesh, this says, mind the things of the flesh. However, those down from the spirit, the things of the spirit. I want to jump up and down here. Don't forget what we're talking about. We're talking about, quote, religious people. We're talking about, quote, people who would believe. And on one side, you have works, the law of sin and death. On the other side, you have faith, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, right? Okay, what Paul writes here is so important. They mind the things of the flesh. That word is phroneo. Okay, phroneo is a verb. Literally, it is the thought directing behavior. Okay, it can happen. We talk about a reflex, a knee-jerk reaction. It can happen possibly that you have an action that you didn't think about first. How many of you have experienced that? Yes, hallelujah. Sometimes it's even good, okay? But when you talk about behavior, you're not talking about a single action. You're talking about how you go about doing what you're doing, okay? So when it says they mind the things of the flesh, what they're actually saying is the behavior, the thought that's directing their behavior is down from the flesh. That would be what your eyes hear, eyes hopefully your eyes don't hear. What your eyes see, what your ears hear, what you feel, and you can couple that with your emotions, all of those things put together, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, how you feel about things, pushed together into the thoughts in your mind, and those thoughts in your mind direct, say direct.
Direct.
direct your behavior. You think about it, and that's how you act. Okay? If it's flesh, that's a problem. And that's what Paul said. They mind the things of the flesh. They're concerned with the things around them. They're concerned with how, they're concerned with how other people look at them. That's one of the biggest things the flesh does. Part of it's pride of life. Part of it's the way you were brought up, because you got to appear a certain way to certain people and you care. Well, that behavior, that thought is influencing your behavior. That's the reason a lot of people won't talk about Jesus around other people, because of the thoughts that influence their behavior, because they've had some bad experience or the way they look at things or whatever, and so they don't. The flesh is determinant. However, you can be on the other side of that, which is what Paul said about down from the Spirit. However, you can have the thoughts directing your behavior be things coming to you from the Spirit, from the Word of God, because Jesus said, my words are spirit and my words are life. You can have his words in you. You can have his words in your mouth. You can let that become what directs your behavior. And let me tell you something, testifying for decades, it works, okay? It changes who you are and how you look at things. I have a saying that says, once you stop making excuses, you stop needing excuses. Once you begin to line up in these things, you don't have to be making excuses for your screw-ups all the time because you didn't screw up. It doesn't mean that you're perfect. It means through the Spirit of grace in you, you've grown. You've increased in the knowledge of God, and that increases in the reflection of your life into the people around you because he's living in you, and you become aware of that, and that thought directs your behavior. Okay, we made it to verse 6. For the phronema. Okay, by now y'all have gotten used to some of this. Okay, one's a verb, this one's a noun. Okay, the phronema. That idea of the thoughts directing your behavior, that's called a mindset. And that's what Paul's saying here. For the mindset of the flesh is death. What you talking about, Paul? I don't walk around thinking about death all the time. Well, again, go back to where we were in the beginning. If you're hearing about sin all the time, and I really do believe, the Spirit of God said this to me the other day. He said, many people stay too much on the wrong side of the equation, because they think they're so conscious of their sin, even though Hebrews 6 says we should not have a sin conscience. We should no longer be conscious of sin because we've been exempted. We're removed away from it. Let me give you an example. I talked to somebody the other day, this is what came out, okay? We have lots of laws in our country, right? How many of you go walking around all the time, every day, thinking about them?